Now, residents in Pierce County in northwestern Wisconsin spoke out at a public hearing last week against the proposed expansion of a concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO. Ridge Breeze Dairy in the town of Salem is seeking DNR approval to more than triple the size of its farm to house more than 6,000 cows. The company tried to assure local residents that the move wouldn't pose a threat to the environment, but groundwater quality and the company's own history were concerns for many in attendance. Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. She was at this public hearing. Danny, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Can you give us a sense of where this farm is located in its local watershed, how significant this expansion would be there?
Yeah, so Ridge Breeze Dairy is located in Maiden Rock in Pierce County, and that lies within the Rush River watershed, which drains into the Mississippi River at Lake Pepin. And so, you know, if you're traveling by car, it's about a dozen miles from the Mississippi River. And this expansion would be pretty big. Right now, the dairy operates about 1,700 cows, and the owner wants to expand to about 6,500 cows. So it would be just under four times its current size and generate about 78 million gallons of manure each year. And it wants to add those cows by the end of next year.
Now, sometimes you think public hearing might be a sleepy occasion, not a lot of people. Paint us a picture. What did this hearing look like?
Well, and I want to note that I joined this hearing virtually, Rob, so I can't really speak to what it looked like in the room.
Gotcha.
But there were a lot of concerns voiced at the hearing, and I would say that the main ones were about the farm's potential effects on nearby waterways and groundwater, as well as the amount of land that they have available to spread their manure. And while many said that they support farmers and farming, a lot of people who spoke in opposition said, this isn't a farm, it's a factory. And they brought up concerns with the owner of this CAFO, and that's Ridge Breeze Dairy Group. That business owns five farms in Wisconsin, and opponents say that the group has a poor track record of handling manure at its operations.
Can you talk a little more about that track record? People brought up concerns, I understand, about past manure spills at some of the farms they own.
Yeah, since 2013, its operations have had at least 11 manure spills, according to DNR records. There were some other spills, but they didn't relate to manure. But they released basically a total of more than 192,000 gallons of manure through these 11 spills. And that includes about 100,000 gallons that were released at Pine Breeze Dairy in Washera County in 2017. And Ridge Breeze itself, you know, this group bought this from the previous owner, which was Sumbo Farms. And since it acquired the farm, there have been some issues of non-compliance. And those have included issues related to field runoff and wastewater violations.
Talking to WPR reporter Danielle Kading about a proposed CAFO expansion in northwestern Wisconsin's Pierce County, Ridge Breeze Dairy, hoping to more than triple the size of its farm to about 6,500 cows. What have we heard from Breeze Dairy operators of the farm? You had some quotes from Greg Wolf, the CEO.
Yeah, you know, when I talked to him about people's concerns that were brought up at the meeting, you know, he said that they've taken on some operations that have had past issues, but overall he felt that they run good operations. And he basically said that, you know, their history isn't perfect, but whatever issues that they've had in the past, that they've worked with the DNR and other regulators to make sure that they have corrected their mistakes. And he noted with that Pine Breeze spill and in particular, that stemmed from a mechanical malfunction that they invested significant funds to ensure that that would never happen again.
At the hearing, some of the residents, including an attorney from the group of Midwest Environmental Advocates, wanted the DNR to be able to require groundwater monitoring on the site. Can the DNR do that? What kind of legal authority does it have?
Yes, the DNR can do that, and mostly it can do that because of a 2021 Supreme Court ruling here in Wisconsin, which involved a case of another large livestock farm in Kewaunee County, which, if you recall, has had significant issues with nitrate contamination. And if I could just step back real quick and talk about nitrate contamination, that was one of the things that people brought up in the meeting was that, you know, there are already private wells in the area of this CAFO that have had elevated levels of nitrate, which can stem from the use of nitrogen fertilizers and manure. And the last well report that I found for Pierce County in 2022 showed about 12% of wells sampled in that area had levels higher than the federal health standard. And that's important because nitrates are a contaminant that have been known to cause blue baby syndrome and other health issues like thyroid disease and colon cancer. And so with this, going back to this 2021 ruling that gave the DNR this authority, you know, they ruled in the DNR's favor in this case because they think it's important that they have the ability to require groundwater monitoring on large farms to protect water quality. But however, you know, there's been some farms that have sued the agency whenever it's attempted to require monitoring wells at their sites since then. And for this particular farm, Ridge Breeze Dairy, the owner, Greg Wolf, said he doesn't think groundwater monitoring is necessary for the expansion.
And a related concern that came up at the public hearing, Danny, the amount of the land that the farm has compared to the amount of manure it would have to spread with 6,500 plus head of dairy cows. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, sure. So once this expansion is complete, this operation would produce 78 million gallons of manure each year. And one group called Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin, or GRO, had said that, or at least pointed out that the DNR is not allowing the farm to spread manure on about 1,200 acres that the farm has under agreements because it has not yet undergone required soil testing. And then the group also said that there are roughly 300 more acres that should be removed from the farm's nutrient management plan, or all the lands that they submitted as part of, you know, spreading that manure on fields, because landowners said that they don't have agreements with the farm. But the owner of Ridge Breeze Dairy is saying that they would conduct any required soil sampling before any manure is spread on the lands in question, that not all of the manure created each year is spread on farm fields. Some of it's stored in manure storage pits. And as for the lack of those agreements, Greg Wolf said that some landowners rent their land to other farmers for growing crops, and that they would work out agreements with those farmers to supply manure necessary for growing corn or soybeans on those lands. So there's kind of a dispute about that. And for GRO, that group wants the DNR to require Ridge Breeze Dairy to provide signed and notarized agreements with landowners to prove that they do, in fact, have the land necessary for spreading all of their manure.
In our last half a minute, Danny, what's next in the approval process for this expansion?
Yeah, so yesterday was the last day to submit comments to the DNR on this proposed expansion, and now the agency is going to take all of that input and incorporate it into its decision-making process as they issue a final determination of whether or not to modify that CAFO's existing permit and allow the expansion.
Danny, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior. She talked with us about a public hearing this week on a proposed expansion for a large dairy farm in Pierce County in northwestern Wisconsin. Are you part of that story? Are you following it? Are you participating? Or is this issue a concern wherever you are in the state? Email us about it. WisconsinToday@WPR.org. That's WisconsinToday@WPR.org.